Okay, so as you may or may not know, a fellow by the name of Styx Hexenhammer 666 has been in the news, at least the independent news media, i.e. talking heads on YouTube that are not heavily associated with the mainstream media, because he was recently arrested for domestic violence. And there's a lot of his exes popping out of the woodwork, talking about how he abused them, chased them around with swords. This spindly soy boy carried a sword. Okay. I'm surprised he could pick it up. Probably weighs more than him. So for those of you who don't know who this guy is, Styx Hexenhammer has actually been in the political commentary space a long time. And he's actually quite good at it. He's quite good in his political commentary. He's got a lot of good takes. Unfortunately, he's a degen, alcoholic, drug abusing, Satanist, Satan-worshipping scumbag, which is unfortunate. Because it tends to detract a bit from taking his political takes and views seriously. Why is it so often that people that develop a cult of personality and who are very good at communicating well-developed views also tend to have a lot of skeletons in their closet and a lot of issues? But anyway... here we have an earlier video from him where he's talking about how demons come to him on their own. Anyway, let's just get right into it.
All right, YouTube, now that the election stuff is beginning to slowly wane away, it's time to return to making occult videos. I'm all hyper-caffeinated and excited for this. Trust me, it's been... a certain amount of time since I've...
So, he's also heavily into the occult, ritualistic magic, demon summoning, that kind of thing. Yeah.
...been able to do this. Time for the occult, video 107, Demons Come to You on Their Own. Now, when I say demons, a lot of people are going to assume I mean like little red-skinned imps or something like that. It's not exactly the most proper understanding of what demons are. A demon is an intelligence. Cosmic force you can't explain, some ethereal being. It doesn't really matter how you ascribe it. I don't pretend to specifically know. I've told the tale, of course.
But aren't they evil? I mean, they're evil, right? They're evil. Demons are evil, right? Oh, no. I summon demons and I talk to demons and I make deals with demons and form reciprocal relationships where they give me stuff and I give them stuff. And, you know, I got to, bond my soul to them that they get after I die. But they're not bad.
So when I was younger, when I was quite little, I don't even think I was in elementary school yet. I don't even think I was in kindergarten yet. I saw a demon. Specifically, later on, I identified it as Stolas from the Ars Gosha, or something akin to that. Now,
so this is what he's talking about. This is his demon buddy, compatriot, spirit companion, Stolas. It's an owl demon, basically. But demons are just nothing more than a broad general term for a cosmic intelligence entity, ethereal being that we can't explain. Yeah, because it's, you know, all those videos you see on YouTube of the shadow beings that try to kill you and, you know, screw you up and mess up your health and feed on you and haunt your house and all that. Those aren't demons. No. Even though by his definition they are. But they're not all like that. Some of them are good. Some of them are your buddies and have your well-being in mind. Like my demon buddy Stolas here. This is some wackadoo stuff, man. But anyway, let's get back to the video. I just wanted to show you what he worships. This is his best friend. What a nut!
I think that if such a being exists, it's only vaguely physical at best and essentially is capable of various supernatural feats, probably capable of appearing in multiple forms. I think.
Well, you just said you saw it, so it exists, right? Are you implying you just had a hallucination as a child?
If you look back at all the weird stuff that mankind has said that he saw throughout time, I think that a lot more of that is true than people think. Perhaps the psychonauts are right, and when you take psychedelics, the reason you see some of these weird entities and things is that you've changed your wavelengths or something like that. I am hopeful.
By the way, people listen to this guy and think he's based and red-pilled.
Fully agnostic on such a topic. It's possible. I remain hopeful that maybe that's the case. Maybe some of the stuff I saw when I was high as balls when I was younger was actually real. Especially the episode with the succubus on Salvia. That was truly entertaining.
He claims to have had S relations with a demonic succubus.
Talk about that some other time, trust me. But in my experience, these forces, you don't command them. If anything, you ask them for favors as a friend or something like that.
Why would they give you favors if you don't give them something else in return? By the way, that something else is access to your energy, your spirit, your soul. That's the occult belief anyway. So I don't know how that's a good thing.
But you don't attempt to command them. They come to you upon mutualistic terms. I've already spoken of. I took the video down because I was actually slightly tipsy at the time, and my speaking skills were slightly impaired.
He's an alcoholic. He's tipsy all the time.
I've looked at it thereafter. I'm like, yeah, it's okay. Like, I'm not just making an embarrassment of myself, but I could have done better.
So you are embarrassing yourself, my friend.
I took it back down. But I am under a sort of contractual arrangement with this particular being, specifically related to literature, certain YouTube material, and other things within my life. Now,
so essentially his success in the YouTube sphere, in his mind, is due to his contract with an owl demon. Okay, continue!
The sort of arrangement that I've drawn up, the proof is in the pudding. I do like to observe things before I say, well, it's real or potentially real or something like that. I don't like to just take things on faith. That's why I'm not a Christian. I don't want to worship a deity that has not made himself clear that he exists, and honestly, in a behavioral sense, if you read the scriptures, kind of comes off as a little bit of an ass at times.
So the Christian God comes off as an ass at times, and there's more evidence of these imps and owl demons. Okay, continue.
Let's face it, especially with regards to that bald dude who was being teased by some kids and decided to sic some bears on them. They're called an imbaldi, and then, like, I think 20 of them got ripped apart by these pair of bears that came lumbering out of the woods when they were, like, teasing him and stuff. I don't think that's exactly the sort of religion that I really want to follow. I think that's a little strange to me. And I say that it's strange as a...
So you worship Satan instead? Mm-hmm. Interesting. All right, continue.
...person who actually practices the occult, let's face it. So, yeah, take it on a token as in, it's nuts. It's lunacy. But in my experience...
Says a guy that worships and believes in owl demons.
...experience, you don't like form a circle and have a parchment written in your blood and light the black candles and do some long invocation of Belial or something like that to get what you want. That's theatrical, partially it's metaphor, and in a limited sense it is real ritualism, depending on what tradition you're talking about. The Solomonic tradition, for example, I'm talking about the Lesser Key, the Greater Key, maybe some of that material. Some of that is metaphor. Some of it's meant to be taken literally, and some of it, especially the seals of these various demons, as far as I can tell, has veiled meanings primarily and a literalistic meaning only secondarily. You'd think of...
I would guess this guy has very little understanding of the occult in general.
The Steganographia has a similar work. It's literally an early work of cryptography.
I think he LARPs as a warlock. He's a LARPer! Oh, that's all he is!
It is presented in the form of a grimoire, but it is not, strictly speaking, an actual tract about how to summon spirits. You can.
By the way, am I the only one that gets the feeling that this guy is more performative and tries to sound intelligent? Because it's like a form of overcompensation. I don't think he's all that smart, honestly. Maybe that's why he's trying so hard to sound it.
Read it on the surface as though it was. If you go beyond that, it's literally about learning. That's one feature that a lot of grimoires and works of summoning have in common.
A grimoire is a book on magic, about magic, or a book itself that has a magical topics within it, and maybe the book itself is spelled or charmed in some way, either by the person who wrote it or by somebody else, or just the contents of the book themselves impart onto the book, in its physical sense, some kind of magical charm or aspect to the book.
The Grand Grimoire is a notable example. The Petit Albert, not so much.
The Grand Grimoire,
The Petit Albert, which might be soon in hardcover, by the way, for those who are interested, and it seems like several hundreds of you are.
Nah.
That's more of a folk work. That's folk spells.
It always seems like impotent losers who are pretty much have no real power in any other aspect of their life. They feel impotent, so they get into this occult magic mumbo jumbo, you know, same kind of stuff. Women talking about manifesting their truth. You know, impotent losers, it's been my experience, get into practicing this stuff.
Folk ritualism, you know, drive away disease by having the wolf skull and burning herbs in it, stuff like that. It's the more weird side, sort of the Hand of Glory stuff.
The more weird side, yeah, because worshiping owl demons and making demonic pacts with them, that's totally normal.
And grimoire, though, has a hidden political message within it.
Oh!
The hidden political message, if you read it. Is essentially how monarchy and oligarchy don't work and people should be free and Enlightenment era.
They worked pretty good for thousands of years, right? I mean, you could argue about the efficacy in regards to their tactics of enforcing the hierarchical structure of said monarchy, but there's no denying it worked for a long time, longer than so-called democracy has been being employed. And that doesn't seem to work too well either, so...
Philosophy is great, and academic wisdom is great, and the church is full of crap, and kings are full of crap. They're all retarded and stuff like that. That's essentially what you get when you read the Grand Grimoire. It's like the most popular grimoire other than the Lesser Key, and people don't even realize that it's basically an Enlightenment manifesto or pre-Enlightenment manifesto. It's very, very funny to see people who don't actually make that mental connection. Because it's right there. It's literally written in black and white for the...
Yeah, they were a bunch of libtards. Whoever wrote it was a libtard. Okay.
...person reading it to see. They just focus on the parts of it that are about making a pact with Lucifuge or something like that. It's hilarious.
Like you.
It is a real grimoire. It does contain actual spells, actual rites. But it also contains...
So spells are nothing more than... So in the occult, a spell... is putting shape to desire. So your will and your intent. So the will is the force powering it, and the intent, i.e. what shapes the will and gives it form in the physical world, that manifestation that you desire, that intent is embodied in the spell. That's where the specificity, the shaping of the will comes into play. Yeah, I know a lot more about the occult than this goofball.
That other, not even in that case, veiled message, and people completely miss it. As far as demons go, though, these intelligences or forces or beings or whatever you wish to term them, and again, I'm...
I love the equivocation. Oh, demon, you know, the definition's been the same for thousands of years. Whether it's a djinn or, you know, fallen angel. No, they're really just neutral, totally completely neutral forces that we don't understand. Yeah, okay, whatever, pal.
Hopefully agnostic on that as well. Approach individuals, because you look at them, you look at, like, the Ars Gosha. They're human archetypes. There are different types of learning, different types of intelligence that can be potentially imparted through some system or another.
Okay, so there's some kind of egregore. So now he's trying to... I've heard this before. You know, demons are just manifestations of man's wants, needs, desire. The different aspects and sides of his personality and truth. The only demons that exist are the ones that we have created, both within ourselves and without. Okay, pal.
So you have one that teaches languages, another that teaches music, another that teaches poetry, another that teaches how to fight and strategy, like military strategy. And Stolas specifically represents herbs and stones and their various properties and some of these things. Natural science, essentially. Therefore, when I realized what this being represented and what I had seen when I was younger, it was quite astonishing because...
So what you're saying is just they're just manifestations of human consciousness that do actually exist, but they were created by people. And yet somehow these demonic entities have more power than a person and can influence your life in a way that you yourself can't. So you entered into a contract with this owl demon and it agreed to give you more success, more popularity in YouTube and your writing. And what does it get in return?
My youth was marked specifically by an almost impulsive natural instinct to learn about herbs, to learn about minerals, and to learn about magic, especially as they involve these things. I know I haven't released any herbals yet, but I've gotten a slew of them, and I want to release them, and it's among the material that I've studied the most. The only herbal material I've released was Fruits of Eden, which I wrote myself. It wasn't an edited work. I am intent...
Ah, fantasy LARP is a D&D wizard!
Intensely interested in these things. Yeah. I'm intensely interested in minerals. Honestly, I wish that I had enough money to fully stock that backdrop. Everything that's not books would be just a bunch of mineral specimens. I especially like garnets. I actually did order a garnet ring. I'm like, oh,
there's also an element of escapism here. It's been my experience that a lot of these people that get into witchcraft and demonology and the occult, especially into practicing magic, ritualistic magic, what have you, they haven't had great lives. They don't like the real world. They don't like how they've been treated in it. So they create this parallel reality where they have all this power. They have all this control. They have the ability to make choices that have more efficacious results within their own sphere of influence, within their reality, than they're able to make on their own. It's just a form of escapism.
It's time. You know, it's my birthstone. I was born in January. I like garnets. You know, they look like blood. It's just like the most gothic mineral you can possibly imagine. That or maybe obsidian or something like that. Hematite. But yeah, demons, you don't need to call them. This stuff, I follow a variety of occult YouTubers. And coincidentally encounter a lot of other occult material on YouTube anyway. From other people that I don't subscribe to because they're even less entertaining. And these people are talking about, here's how to make a pact with...
Yeah, there's a lot of entertainment value to this stuff, right?
Belial, here's how to make a pact with Astaroth. Here's a spell for love, a spell for... And most of that is silliness.
Yeah.
Most of it, the idea...
I would argue it's all silliness, okay? Practically all of it.
...of making a pact with a demon and needing, like, an actual scroll signed in your own blood or something to get what you want, that's not really authentic occultism. It all takes off again.
But sacrificial offerings are. You ever done that? You wonder if this guy's killed a cat? Yeah, you wonder if this... I wonder, has this guy ever sacrificed anything? I really wouldn't be surprised if he had.
From works like the Grand Grimoire, which have a political and social meaning. The more authentic side of actual magical practice of the occult is more about the use of herbs as poisons or as medicines.
Oh, that's not magic. That's just called chemistry, yo. Where's the magic involved? Trying to talk about alchemy? Well, that's just chemistry as well.
The observation of nature.
That's not magic either. The magic is the application of will to influence change in the objective world. So I don't know what he's talking about, but that's not magic. Things have a definition.
Synchronicity, mimetics, psychology in a rudimentary sense, and certainly chemistry in the alchemical sense. That's the occult.
Siri tries to take simple stuff, that stuff I'm saying, and I'm able to break it down and make it easier to understand, but this goofball tries to make it more complex, make himself sound more intelligent. But when people actually do that, that's how you know they don't know what the hell they're talking about. Somebody who's really smart and understands something well is able to break it down so that a goofball monkey like this guy can understand it. They don't overcomplicate it. When they do that, they're overcompensating for their lack of knowledge and understanding on a subject, to try and make themselves sound more knowledgeable.
It's wisdom. It's material that is technically mundane, not always necessarily able to be described by then-modern science or even now by modern science. It's a stretching forth of man's imagination, essentially.
Imagination is very important in magic. You have to be able to imagine the end outcome. You have to be able to imagine what you intend, what you desire, and that works hand-in-hand with the will and, of course, the words, i.e. the shapers of the will, the intent, the desire.
Into new realms that aren't quite, they're not fully explained by what we at any time consider modern science, I would say.
Well, not by you, that's for sure.
Also, and this bears mentioning, the concept of modernity is an illusion. People back in the 1700s thought that they were living in the modern age and that the past was outdated and technologically backwards. They never...
Wasn't that an objective reality? And true, by the way, especially today?
...saw the current era coming. If you have a time machine, you go back to the 1800s, tell them, oh yeah, soon I'll be able to communicate with like someone in India instantly. I'll be able to see them on a little screen in front of me, like a little glass screen and stuff, and talk to them. And they'd call you nuts. They'd throw you in the nut ward.
Just babble.
You'd be given electroshock therapy or put in a straitjacket or something. Because they never saw...
Yeah, because time machines ain't real. So you would be nuts if you thought that you did that.
Coming. Likewise, we don't know exactly what we will understand and how in another 100 or 200 years. Much of what we consider to be true now will no longer be considered to be true, and strangely enough...
Yeah, much of it will. That doesn't mean that reality as we understand it now is an illusion. Planes are real, they fly through the sky, okay, and they adhere to the laws of thermodynamics, and they're able to fly based on a certain immutable characteristics of the natural world. So I don't know what the hell you're talking about, how that's an illusion. What the hell are you talking about, goofball?
Enough. Those people that come after us, long after everyone watching this video is dead, will consider this age to be backwards, and they won't see the future coming either.
Just babble.
Assuming we don't get annihilated by nuclear war. Insofar as demons are concerned, they will choose you to talk to, or to communicate with in some subconscious fashion.
Or they won't. I've never had a demon, owl monkey, or whatever it is you worship, try and talk to me.
They are intelligences. They are archetypes. At least insofar as...
Well, if they're archetypes, they don't exist in objective reality. So what the hell are you talking about?
I understand them. I don't identify demons as being specifically corporeal or even intelligent beings. I don't...
You just said you've seen them and then they've approached you. That means they're corporeal and real.
I don't even really render them to the original Greek daimon or intelligence.
And by the way, how are you making contractual agreements with them if they're not corporeal or real? What the hell is he talking about? Don't that mean the same thing, by the way? Corporeal? Non-corporeal? Well, corporeal is real. Non-corporeal... I'm just taking your word, there's something there that's not there?
As being a personified intelligence, so much as just a spirit, a flowing of energy that happens to represent some facet of human ingenuity and intellect. That's really what I relegate them to. So when I say I see a demon, I'm essentially telling you I saw the semblance of what others would identify as a demon.
But if you saw it, then it had to be there, right? If it wasn't there, you couldn't see it. What is he talking about?
In that physical form.
Sounds like he's trying to cover over his bases so that he has plausible deniability. Well, you said it was a real thing that exists. You made a contract with... No. I'm just talking about, you know, it being a personification of human ideals and characteristics and aspects of people. No. That's not really what I said. That's not what I meant. Oh, no.
Mental form. And that, coincidentally... Again, I don't really believe in... I believe in synchronicity over coincidence when it relates to such spiritual topics. I happen to be intensely interested, and still am, in exactly the kind of things that this being, or this intelligence, or this force, or whatever...
It doesn't actually exist, it's just an archetype, even though now you're saying it exists. This guy's contradicting himself left and right.
You call it, happens to represent, in the more authentic Solomonic tradition, this being... is probably personified by all sorts of pagan deities as well. That tends to be another thing. When you're looking at the Solomonic demons, especially Ammon, I think, obviously...
By the way, when he talks about the Greater and Lesser Key of Solomon, these are supposedly books attributed to Solomon himself. They're magical treatises, not necessarily focused around summoning demons, But the Lesser Key of Solomon is more in that direction. It's mostly about the demonic hierarchy and summoning the these demonic entities.
What you're really looking at are pagan deities. You're not looking at demons in the Judeo-Christian sense, in the misunderstood.
Misunderstood.
King Solomon, King Moses, and praise the Pope sense. What you're seeing are pagan entities. You're seeing gods, essentially, as early...
Then why are you calling them demons? Why are you calling them demons, then? I love the equivocation. They're not this, but I'm going to use this anyway to define them. And this is how they've been defined, but they're not evil, and they're not this. They're something else, but I'm going to still use this term.
Man would have ascribed them. These gods were more anthropic. They were limited. They were not all-powerful. They had different roles and different powers. A more properly functioning pantheon in my...
Well, who's Stolas, then? I don't remember any pagan god named Stolas. I don't remember any demon owl monkey named Stolas.
Opinion than having one self-contradicting deity who both imparts good and evil and then says that he can't be evil and tells you what to do and then curses you for doing it and...
Did the God of the Christian Bible said he can't be evil? Was that actually said? Is he saying that was implied? I don't think he knows what he's talking about.
Things of that nature. I tend to expunge monotheism, or henotheism, as it may be termed, because that's really where the Christian God...
I'm going to try to use a lot of big words that I think most people don't know, so I can sound real smart.
...comes from. Most Christians don't even realize the Jews were henotheists when they dreamed all this crap up.
They dreamed crap up, but you worshiping a demon owl monkey, making a contractual agreement with it to give you more power in the YouTube sphere. Oh, that's not made up.
They believed in all these pagan deities. They simply decided that they were all evil except the one they happened to choose to worship. They might as well have chosen Asherah. Or some other, or Ahriman, or any other randomly selected being, because they could have done the same.
I'm just going to start using the names of a lot of obscure, demonic entities from differing faiths and religions and occult traditions, and you don't know what I'm saying or referencing, so I sound real smart. I sound like a warlock!
Same thing. Most Christians do not realize that. That's why they fail at magic. They can't really work it because they don't even know the origins of their own spiritual form.
Well, if you're so successful at magic, show us. Put up a video. I want to see this success, yo. I want to see this demon god, whatever the hell this demon monkey thing with the crown on its head that looks like an owl. By the way, owls are very stupid, by the way. That's an interesting choice for a demon insofar as how it's going to manifest itself. But hey, I want to see Stolas. Show me. Show me. If you can see him, I can see him too, right? He's not just a figment of your imagination because you're eating shrooms, right? Show me!
They don't realize that these pagan gods were considered very much real in the most strict, intelligent, physical sense.
You're saying they're real while at the same time saying they're just archetypes. Idiot.
By the people who were the progenitors of their own religion. Now,
self-contradicting, Jesus.
Of course they say, oh, well, our God's the only God. That's not what the Jews were saying 1,000 years ago. They were saying our God is the only good God, and all these other gods do exist. They're not demons, they're not imps. They're there, but they're simply malevolent in some fashion, or they happen to violate what the Jews saw as their moral code, or something of that nature. Also, the Jews didn't really have a conception of the afterlife at the time, for the most part, other than, yeah, you die and then you're asleep. I think Christians are fooling themselves. Oh. They talk about their heaven.
He seems to have a lot of animosity towards Christians. I wonder why. Could it be because his parents were Christians, perhaps? And they weren't such nice people? Might explain why he's got so many issues.
Paradise, which comes strictly from the book of Revelation. It's very, very funny indeed that these things are believed in. It's all philosophical. It's extra-biblical material, and most of them haven't read enough of their...
Actually, it's ideological, not philosophical. He doesn't know what philosophy even is.
Their own dogma to even realize this fact. But yeah, demons come to you, not the...
Dogma's the correct term, yeah.
The other way around. You don't need to start flinging spells around and start rambling about how you're going to call on Belial to curse your foes or something.
Where is he?
Because in the most authentic occult sense, strictly speaking, in a secular manner here from the history, the literary history of the occult itself, like actual grimoires, it's not there. That's not how it's done. You're talking about latter-day material from the Victorian era onwards, usually.
Yeah, the history of Harry Potter, the history of LARPing throughout history. LARPing is a wizard.
When you're thinking of these things, most of it was divine words, divine numbers in the more Jewish sense, folk magic, healing.
Yeah. Magic is this idea that if you make reference in a certain tone, a certain intonation, a certain wavelength, a certain frequency, that there are certain words that correspond to certain aspects of reality, create some kind of vibration, and that if you use these words with the right will and intentionality, that you can actually access that force and draw upon it. Yeah.
Superstitious sort of incantations and rites as well that in many cases don't have anything to do with the demon for the most part. Study these grimoires. Read a few of them.
I recommend you don't. You want to stay sane and not get your head scrambled like this freaking guy. I suggest you don't.
You'll see what I'm talking about. Read the Petit Albert. Read the Grand Grimoire.
No.
Yeah, it talks about summoning Lucifuge. It also talks about monarchy and the church being evil. It's a philosophical Enlightenment-era manifesto more than it is anything else.
It has some of that within it, but it's not just that. So there you go. There's Goofball. So is there any reality to actual occult magical practices? Yeah. Very slim. In terms of what he's talking about. Most of the stuff is total complete nonsense, and the parts that are real, you don't want to dabble in. There are things in this world we don't understand. There are forces that we don't comprehend. And yeah, there are certain intelligences, stuff that you don't want to encounter, so don't go looking for it. Beyond that, this guy's a goofball. He's an idiot. He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. I can tell you as somebody who does. But anyway, let me know what you think of this accused wife beater. Accused domestic abuser who now has a protective order against him because he was accused of beating up his most recent side piece. Allegedly! Let me know what you think of that in the comment section. Let me know what you think of this guy's goofball beliefs and stances in regards to the occult. Give me a like, give me a thumbs up, follow me if you enjoy my content, hit the notification bell because I'm very algorithmically suppressed, so you're not going to know if I make new content if you don't do that. Leave a comment, I've heard it's good for the algorithm, I don't know, maybe it is, maybe it ain't. Also consider making a donation, check out my GoFundMe in the description, also my Patreon and Cash App if you'd like to make a donation to support my continued content creation. And if you'd like to chat, you'd like to leave a video idea, whatever, there's my email as well. And on that note, I am out of here. I am the Realist Philosopher, and I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.